Do you have any sycamore trees around
here? Yes, there's some right down there. You can look and see them.
Yeah, I believe I can.
Right down before the end of this year. Little place right here. So there's two or three of them sycamore trees down there. They grow way up high and make little balls, you know, in the fall when they get around, you know.
Well, now that's what some people call a buttonwood or buttonball tree or something, I guess, because of those little balls that grow on it.
Mm, they grow a little old ball, and then the fall they bust up into fruit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll blow and blow, and then now there's a seed in there. I imagine it would scatter, put more sycamores out there on the creek or whatever. Mm-hmm. That. Sycamore, we're going to grow close to water, wet, low place.
Why, so it can...
I imagine so it can, water supplement it to grow, you know, and they grow awful fast, and that's all a piece of timber you can roll in the river.
Well, do they have deep roots or shallow roots, or...?
Well, they have a root go straight down, then they make prongs, you know, all over it there.
Mm-hmm. What other kind of trees do you have around here?
Oh, we've got many different kinds.
Yeah,
we've got oak.
Oak right there.
Uh-huh. That's a post oak right there.
What's that? Little one out there.
That's a white mulberry. It's not a hardwood. Mm-hmm.
That post oak's a good one, though.
Post oak is hardwood.
That's a nice big tree, too.
Well, it was topped there when it was young.
Been there a while too, I guess.
Oh, it's been there about 100 years. I'm satisfied there's 25 years old when I moved here. It had to be in because it's about the size of a nail keg. Mm-hmm. And then it grows on up towards that now. I know it's 100 years old, but was it? I'd guess that anyhow.
Well, I'd say with one that big around you can pretty well figure it's about 100 years old.
Yeah.
What kind of tree do you get cherries off of?
Cherry tree.
That's a stupid question, but I'm supposed to ask you. what kind of...
You know, it's easy on a man when the question is itself. You don't have to sit and take it a few minutes.
Right. What is it that a plant, it's not a tree, but it's a plant that gets on people and makes them break out sometimes?
Oh, an ivy?
All right, there's poison ivy.
Mm-hmm, there is some of the poison.
Sometimes there's poison oak. You ever hear any poison
oak? Yeah, there's poison oak. Yes, yeah. Plenty of it. But it's mostly in a vine and runs up a tree.
Yeah. And what about sumac or shoemake? Do you ever hear of any of that around
here? Plenty of that shoemake around here.
Okay, good. What kind of berries might you grow in a garden?
Berries?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, you can grow strawberries. Most any kind of berry that can grow, you can plant it, it'll grow.
Okay, you ever grow any raspberries?
Yeah, you can do it. I never have grown none, as I know them, but people down here have raspberries.
Okay. Do you have any, I don't know whether you would have it around here or not, any kind of tree called mountain laurel?
Well, I don't, might be some around here called that, but I don't recognize no one.
Okay. You have any magnolia trees?
Oh, yeah. They have magnolia. Some people do, you know, in your yard.
Okay.
But I haven't got none.
Let me see. We're getting off trees now. A woman whose husband has died is called a...
Widow woman. Widow.
Okay. And your mother's husband was your... Your mother's husband, you would call your...
Stepfather.
Okay. What did you call your father when you were growing up? Did you call him Daddy or Papa?
Called him Papa.
Okay. What did you call your mother?
I called her Mother.
Okay. And both your father and your mother together are your